What's going on, Black is family? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm. I am Malcolm X. I love that. If you haven't seen Malcolm X, directed by the brilliant Spike Lee, please go see it or rent it or get a red box or get a life, because you should have seen it by now. No, that was just, that, see, that we cannot start. Good day. Welcome to Culture Connection. I'm just on one today. Today I'm really, really excited because I have someone who I'm inspired by and who is really, talk about trailblazing. This young man is someone who we all should learn from. And he's going to tell you a little bit about his journey and all that good stuff. But let me just introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of an extraordinary company called Local Leaders Global Lens. Please give it up for my brother, Gamal Palmer. What's up, Gamal?
Hello, Malcolm. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us on Culture Connection today. It's such a joy and honor to be in your presence as usual. You are a bundle of inspiration. So thank you for joining us on Culture Connection today. Local Leaders Global Lens is a new company that you started. And I'm wondering if you could talk about that and why and where did that vision for this company begin, and what are your plans for the company, and you know, what are you hoping to accomplish with it?
Sure. The infamous moment that you mentioned earlier, that I got to a little bit about, you know, starting this program. Mm-hmm. There's an undergraduate program, and that while that was incredible, I think the moment that you're referring to is that, you know, I was asked to go to Yale for a fourth year, mm-hmm. to as a postgraduate associate. And to design a program for Yale School of Drama. Mm-hmm. And it would be the first international program that Yale School of Drama would be a part of that had that's fundamental program activity was in Africa. Mm-hmm. And also it was the first time that there was any kind of official academic collaboration between the Divinity School and the Yale School of Drama.
Okay.
And so I was bringing Yale Divinity and Yale School of Drama students, or we, my partner Faye Simpson and I were bringing, Yale Divinity and Yale School of Drama students to Tanzania to work with a company there, a theater for social change company there with Mgungo Mamweya. So, and he's kind of like, he's deep. he's kind of like, the Tanzanian Theater for Social Change, Nelson Mandela.
Oh, shoot. That's pretty deep. That's an intense description right there.
So you don't mess with them. And so we've had the pleasure of doing that for the last several years. Mm-hmm. And it was actually Mgunga who, this past summer, we were standing there and kind of standing back watching, you know, the students and his artists rehearse their piece for the community. And he says, Gamal. And whenever he says my name like that, I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. What's going on? What's up? What did I do wrong?
Gamal,
tell me, what is it you American, you people do when you go back to the United States? What do you do with what you learn here? And I said, I'm going to go, I don't really know, man.
I can't tell you.
I just had a dream to come over here and help. I don't know. This got so deep, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. So, you know, and he said, really, really? I mean, you know, you're coming here, what? You're what is this, like cultural tourism or, you know, what is it, right? And I mean, that's another conversation, is cultural tourism, which, you know, yeah. I was going to go on the tip, the American cultural tourism tip, but I'm not gonna. So I'm at a crossroads in my life where, you know, I really had to make some decisions about if it makes sense for me to continue to work for universities and to look at other universities who want to do these kind of programs, or did I want to work for an already existing organization who does this kind of work? And I thought about, like, you know, what the challenges were for me as an individual and the kinds of things that I'm passionate about and interested in. And I have incredible students, Caucasian, African-American, Asian, Irani, pa- Pakistani, I mean, I've been so blessed to have mm-hmm. such a rich student body. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, you know, that I see is that 90% of the people who, and maybe even more, math is not my thing, who even apply for our programs are Caucasian. And then, of course, even less than that get in, right? So, and why is that? And I started looking into that. And even in 2013 with, you know, us, this conversation of global citizens, 88% of the people who study abroad are Caucasian.
Wow. What a staggering statistic.
Right. And 6%, something like that, somewhere around there. Don't quote me on these numbers, but somewhere around, 6% are Asian American, less, 5-ish%, 5.5% African American, maybe a little bit more. Then you go to Hispanic, Latino, Native American is seriously like 0.5, something like that. Mm. So, I thought about that, and I thought about conversations that I really would like to have when I'm on these programs, and that the program, it's not appropriate to have, it's not the space to have, given that it's for, Yale School of Drama that has a very beautiful and particular mission, and then, the students that are there that are all have their own sort of agendas. So I thought, well, what kind of program do I want to have?
Right.
And I'm committed. I am committed to the power and transformation of people of color as leaders. And Local Leaders Global Lens is committed to the next generation of leaders of color to mm-hmm. learn from the developing world, to act in their communities here in America, to have impact in their communities here in America with a global lens. And there is a richness that through the skills of applied theater, mm-hmm. which relies on the cultural competency of the practitioner. Mm-hmm. It relies on that person and who they are. It brings out their specific leadership skills. Mm-hmm. And so I want to see leaders of color grappling with these questions with each other in a context like Tanzania with other people of color, and really together all being an empowering context, right? So like it's an empowering context when we go there to learn from you, mm-hmm. which is different when we go there to help you. If we continue to go there to help you, how is that empowering?
Right.
Right. How can you ever see the richness?
It says that you don't have resources or that you don't have the wherewithal to give back to us.
Right.
It says that you need all of the, you need to be receive as opposed to give.
It's called colonialism.
All right, brother. Come on. The Culture Connection. On that note, my God.
And so before you move on really quickly.
No, I'm not going to move on. Yeah, I know you think I'm moving you on. I am. But no, continue.
So, just really quickly. So it's really the notion that that there's a richness there that can't be described. And it partly can't be described from me because it's not my richness. It's not my wealth. Mm-hmm. I didn't come from there. And partially because the people from there are spending so much time and reliance on another kind of richness, a monetary richness, mm-hmm. that it gets passed by. There's a cultural richness there. There's a communal richness in so many countries around the world. And an ethnic richness and a leadership richness of leadership, a richness of networking and relying on community members to get something done. And, and so that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like pretending like you don't need money to buy a crane, right? To build a building.
Right.
There are ways of getting money for that crane that are empowering. Mm-hmm. And there's a way of being about it mm-hmm. that's empowering. There's a way that of being about taking money from an organization that's empowering.
I love it.
So so Local Leaders Global Lens, you know, just to really get that clear, and what we're going to be offering is a 2-year fellowship. Or I mean, we are in the developmental stage, so this may change. Right now, the way the program design looks is that it's a 2-year fellowship for senior college students of color. They apply in their junior year. They are 12 or so are accepted. It's a national cohort. The first quarter is a lot of leadership training and development and applied theater. We fly them out to LA for a couple of different retreats. Then they go abroad. They do one of these international collaborations. Third quarter, they come back to the States. They do a pilot program in a community, like let's say they want to work on. So we're looking at social impact entrepreneurs. So like this would be somebody who wants to start a nonprofit that deals with heterosexual and non-heterosexual men, African-American men, and wants to put them in a leadership center or a community center, or maybe somebody who wants to start a business for that helps give services to domestic workers, right? Like nursery, daycare. I mean, you know, who are our nannies and who's watching their children?
So,
or people who actually have a product. Maybe it's a for-profit company that they want to start. So in your third quarter of this fellowship, you do a pilot program there, you know, we support you through that. And then your first year out of college, we're an incubator and you're basically a startup and we're an incubator for you. And we give you the support and the wraparound services that you need to start this company that is that's really, you know, having impact locally. And you as a leader have this global lens.
Wow. I'm listening to you, and I'm like, I have work to do. You know, I mean, and it's wonderful because we all do have work to do. And that's why I wanted to have you on here, because I think it's important for all of us who and within our spirit, we have a desire to be either altruistic, to be to give back, to leave something greater behind than what we either received or what we've walked into, to just to be agents of change and agents of development and cultivation of human equality, you know, the human existence. And so that's what I love about everything that you do in your life's mission, your life's work. So thank you, Gamal, for sharing your time with us. Before you leave, we do have this new segment, and I'm calling it Quick Fire. Maybe it's because I watch too much Top Chef Masters or Top Chef.
You do.
But this is, it's okay. I'm not ashamed.
You shouldn't be.
This is your quick fire.
Except for that one episode. I'm sorry.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Please answer. Sorry. No, you're not. Please answer the first thing that comes to your mind. And here we go. Your favorite movie?
Heat.
A food you cannot live without?
It would have to be.
Now. We need it now.
Pizza.
Song that gets you through hard times.
Alicia Keys, Fallen.
Thank you. Favorite place to retreat to?
You know, I'm a retreat man. You know, you see me in the woods walking around saying kumbaya, hugging the trees.
That North Philly. Right, is that it?
No. So, no, I would say Miami.
Who or what is the greatest influence on your life?
Wow. My mom.
What's your favorite word?
Serendipitous.
What is your proudest moment of your life?
The proudest moment of my life, I think it would be when I decided to go to Yale for a fourth year.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Brother Gamal Palmer. Thank you so much, Gamal, for your time and for sharing with us this evening, this afternoon, this morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast.
It's evening.
Whenever they're listening to the podcast.
If you're interested in learning more about Local Leaders Global Lens,
yes, please.
If you want to either contribute in any number of ways, whether it's just to learn more about it, to share it, to connect us to other organizations, there are different committees that you can be on, the planning of it, you can contact me at Gamal, G-A-M, as in Michael, A-L, at Global, E-Y-E-E-N. As in night, T, global INT.com.
Thank you, Gamal. And as we end every segment on Culture Connection, and how apropos that we're going to end this podcast with this quote, because I think it speaks to the work that you're doing, and that is to remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And on that note, we will see you next time. Peace.